My standard has always been, would I be willing and prepared to defend this bill or a bill to the people I represent? Now, I don't pretend to know the size and the richness of the deposits that exist in the Baraboo Hills. We do know that there has been mining there in the past, and the USGS maps do list it as a site with iron ore. But quite frankly, this is about the whole state, and whether or not we're going to rewrite Wisconsin's environmental statutes to make it substantially easier to mine without a thorough and fair discussion about what changes are being made and why they need to be made. I would point out to everyone here, I sat in on last session's hearing when officials from Gigebic Taconite, when asked that question directly, are any environmental changes needed, said no. Those questions were asked of the Mining Association in Senator Cullen's committee. They said no. So why do we have to have all of these pages changing Wisconsin's environmental statutes? And why do we have to play these semantical games about, you know, this doesn't change standards or it does change standards? The fact of the matter is that language is in there to make it easier to bypass the ideas and the principles embodied in Wisconsin's environmental statutes.